Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. UKIP leader weighs into Andrew Turner's expenses scandal. Tories hit back at Ian Stevens' lack of brains remark.
When he makes that loose comment about, the brains to do the leadership job, I would throw back and say, and do you think you've got the competence to deliver what the people of the Isle of Wight need?
And Island businesses celebrated in style.
To be given the awards and to be respected for the business community is just unbelievable.
Those stories and more coming up in the programme.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Good afternoon, it's 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Isle of Wight today. UKIP leader Nigel Farage has added his voice to those concerned about an expenses claim made by the island's MP in 2009. The party leader has backed calls for a by-election, according to the Isle of Wight UKIP parliamentary candidate Ian Mackay, who first made the demand earlier this month. Simon Clark reports.
In a statement yesterday, Nigel Farage said Andrew Turner needs to come clean with the Isle of Wight. He has shown that he wants to do the decent thing by voting in the House for recall, so now he should do the decent thing and ask permission from the islanders to continue as their MP after these appalling revelations. Ian McKee called for Mr Turner to face a by-election after claims that Mr Turner's one-bedroom flat in London was designated as his main home, leaving his five-bedroom Newport property as his second, were published in the national press recently. It emerged that tens of thousands of documents relating to MPs' expenses before 2010 had been destroyed, meaning an investigation into the allegation could not be completed. Mr Turner said in a statement earlier this month, which you can see in full on our website, "Conservative MPs' expenses, including my own, were independently audited twice in 2009 to ensure that the rules in force at the time were complied with. In 2009, I invited any islander with any concerns at all to view my complete and unredacted expenses records, and a number of people did so. Conservative group members on the island say the matter is one for Mr Turner to deal with, but that they will support him in working for the good of islanders."
Mr Turner's office has yet to respond to the comments, despite being contacted by Isle of Wight Radio.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
The leader of the island's Conservative group has accused council leader Ian Stevens of insulting his colleagues after he claimed few had the brains to do his job. Councillor Stevens made the remark at Wednesday's meeting of the Isle of Wight Council following criticism of his leadership. There was little response to the comments afterwards, but Dave Stewart says people were taken aback and he has his own question marks over the leader.
Have we got a strategy? Are we looking at our budget over 3 to 5 years? What are we really doing to actually look at income generation? There are many opportunities, and I'm just concerned myself whether the current administration have got the competence to deliver what's required. So when he makes that loose comment about the brains to do the leadership job, I would throw back and say, and do you think you've got the competence to deliver what the people of the Isle of Wight need?
And we'll have a response from the leader of the council later.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
In national news this lunchtime, the Home Secretary's been outlining new counter-terrorism measures, including a crackdown on insurance companies reimbursing people who've paid ransoms to terrorist organisations. Theresa May's been speaking about her plans for internet firms to collect more data on web users, something that doesn't have the support of their Lib Dem coalition partners.
The ability of the authorities to obtain the data they need is declining rapidly. Unfortunately, there is no agreement in the coalition, or for that matter with the opposition, about the need for the Communications Data Bill. And so we're going to have to wait until after the general election to address fully this increasingly urgent problem.
Meanwhile, the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley warned the terror threat is becoming more diverse.
Methods have now widened from the complex methods we've seen in the past to the low-tech attacks seeking propaganda impact, such as those events recently seen in Australia, New York and Canada, not to mention Woolwich.
Hundreds of thousands of NHS workers, including on the Isle of Wight, have been on strike for 4 hours in a long-running row over pay. Andy Hayes has the details.
The dispute is over a 1% rise recommended by a pay review body.
We deserve a living wage. MPs get 11%. This is not fair.
Unison member Lynn Matthews. Unions say two-thirds of health workers in England and Northern Ireland aren't receiving the rise. Frances O'Grady from the TUC says there's no reason for the government to hold back.
We've seen settlements in Scotland and Wales, which proves it can be done.
But ministers say jobs would be lost if the increase was put through.
A picket line was held at St Mary's Hospital earlier this morning. In other news, the defence lawyer for a British businessman on trial in South Africa says there's little credible evidence to convict him of his wife's murder. A judge is deciding whether the case against Shreyan Dewani should be thrown out. He denies plotting to kill her.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
A woman was transferred to hospital by helicopter after a crash outside West Ashy Farm near Wright. She was freed by the Isle of Wight firefighters who were called to the scene yesterday afternoon. They remained on scene for about an hour and a half. The road was closed between East Ashy Lane and Brading Down, according to Island Roads, but has since reopened. An Environment Agency flood alert is in place for the Eastern Yar. Yesterday, the Environment Agency said more than 220 millimetres of rain had fallen in just 24 hours. Meanwhile, the gritting fleet was dispatched across the island's road network. Cold temperatures followed flooding and surface water across the Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
That's nearly it from me this lunchtime. Thank you for listening to the programme. On our news pages online, you can read more about the official Isle of Wight Christmas toy appeal and find out more about Small Business Saturday. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. There's more news at 2, but first, it's today's business news.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
BT says it's in talks to buy back O2 after selling it 12 years ago. It had interest from the company's Spanish owner, Telefonica. BT insists discussions are at an early stage. The company's also speaking to another mobile operator reported to be EE. Successful island businesses have been celebrated at the prestigious Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce Awards. Winners on the night included Betapack, The Mobile Vet, JR Zone and Shanklin Theatre, which won a host of accolades. Activities specialist Into Action won the Customer Service Award and the Business of the Year Award. Here's the Managing Director, George Ross.
To be given awards and be respected for the business community is just unbelievable, and this is for our staff team and our managers. The 14 that work in our head office, but the 300 that work all over the world and that come here and get trained and are part of that, and it's for them because they're the ones that make it happen.
Liz Earle won Retail and Service Industry Award, and director Tina Jennings says it's delighted.
We are absolutely gobsmacked but very, very proud of 650 people at Liz Earle for winning the award for Retail and Service Industry Award, because service is what we're all about as a company. It's at the heart of everything we do, and this is a real true representation, so we're really, really proud tonight.
There are all the details about all the winners online at iwradio.co.uk.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport. Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.